As already been said, I do need your prayers tonight. You know, sometimes you think, well, he's been preaching for a pretty good while now, and it ought to come a second nature, but that's not the way it is. And then also, I've been working away. I haven't really had the opportunities to stand in front of congregations. There has been those times, though, that you'd be in a service or be somewhere, Spirit get a hold of you, and it gets to the point where you'll start preaching. And those times are so sweet. But then again, it's almost like the first time I stood again. I asked y'all to help me, and you can help if you'll pray. I was there at home. Brother Miller called me, and I started praying just immediately, asking the Lord for something to preach about, to put a burden on my heart, what needed to be said. Because I knew, God knew, each and every one of you would be here tonight. And he knows what needs to be heard. I was talking to him. This verse of scripture come to my mind, and I haven't gone any farther. And I'm going to read that verse. It's in the 16th chapter of Proverbs. In the very first verse, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. You know, that seems like a very short reading lesson, if you will, a very short verse. But it contains an awful lot. If you just sit down and meditate on what it's been saying there, the preparation of the heart in man. Every man's heart is prepared by the Lord. I got to sitting there and I got to thinking about different things. And back when I was a young boy, how that, you know, Mom, she'd sit out there sometimes, and she'd sit out there on the porch, and her and my grandmother, and grandmother would have her apron on, and they'd be sitting there, and they'd be snapping beans. And then other times, they'd go out there, and they'd have these roasting ears, and they'd be pulling the shucks off of it. And they'd be a-talking, and just as happy doing that. They was preparing the meal for the family. They was preparing the food that was going to be eaten by the family when they gathered in there. That food had to be prepared. There had to be something done to it before it could be eaten. So many times we forget about those things. How that things have to be prepared before we can eat it. Brother Mike called last week, and we went on a little trip. You know, it was quick. He called. We decided 6 o'clock we was going to go down to Florida. 7 o'clock the next morning we left. But between the time that we decided to go and the time that we left, there had to be some preparations made. We had to get all of our clothes and all these things in order. We had to check the car to make sure it had oil in it. But there had to be preparations made. Everything that we do in our life, we have to make preparations before we go about whatever it is that we're going to do. No matter what it is, we have to go about some preparations. You know, that also... And I'm having trouble with words here tonight, so y'all just keep praying. But that also goes along with coming to God's house to worship Him. We have to get ourselves prepared. So many times I find myself, and I say most everybody here, if you're honest, you're going to say the same thing. Sometimes we'll get up on Sunday morning, we'll get up and we'll rush around, we'll get ourselves dressed and we'll get ready and we'll get in the car and we'll go. And we get there, but are we really prepared? You see, preparation to worship the Lord, it takes time. It takes time to be with the Lord. It's not just getting up on Sunday morning and jumping in the shower and combing our hair and brushing our teeth and putting on our good clothes and coming into God's house. It's taking the time to kneel down, to find, as Matthew says, to find a closet somewhere and just be alone with God. You see, if we don't do that, we can't expect this morning when we come in this place. The Spirit was so strong in here, and I thank God for that. Because, and you know what did that? There was people praying. There was people praying, asking God to give them something to do. You know, there's times that I've been in different places. The other night we went over to Fairview in their revival. I was asking God and I was praying, I was begging Him to give me something to do because I just felt that there was something that I needed to do, but that was right here. He didn't give me nothing that night, but there was someone else that He did, and that was the person that needed it. That was the person that needed to stand up and to testify. Those were the persons that needed to sing. But we need to be in a shape where we can bow down to Him and ask Him for something to do, to prepare us to come into His house to worship Him. Jesus said, when you worship God, you must worship Him in spirit and in truth. How can we be in the Spirit if we're not going to Him and asking Him to help us? There's not any one of us can do anything on our own. It's done been said. Brother Miller said a while ago that there's none of us can stand up here and preach, and that is so very true. The brothers in the back, Brother Buddy, Brother Inslee, each and every one of them will tell you there's nobody can stand up here and bring forth anything from God's Word that will do anything good unless God is with them. The only way that we can get ourselves prepared is if we go to God and we beg Him to help us. We have to beg Him for the messages that needs to be heard. You see, I didn't know who was going to be here tonight. I didn't know if there would be one single person. Oh, I figured that there would be. But I didn't know who it would be. I didn't know what needed to be said. It's not for me. I can't see into the hearts of people, but God can. And God knows what needs to be done to make a service profitable. And to be profitable, we have to be in the Spirit and God leading us. We got to be able to be in tune with Him so we can hear that still small voice. That still small voice that speaks to our hearts. You remember when you got saved? I remember I was right here. I was right here on this bench when God raised me up off that altar. And I could hear that still small voice and that peace of God come in my heart. You know, we as God's people, we need to get to a place where we desire that more and more, and we desire it every day. And the only way we can do that is down upon our knees, praying to Him and asking Him for that help. God is the only one that can help us with that. Then again, you think about those of us that are saved, we can do that. We can bow down and we can go to God in prayer anywhere we are. If we're not going to a church service, if we're just going anywhere. You know, I've been over there to the Waffle House with Brother Moore, and those people there, they're not ashamed to bow down right there in the middle of Waffle House on their knees and cry out to God. And that's the way we as God's people ought to be. Too many times we get ashamed because, well, there's too many people in here. We don't need to be doing this. People, this country is getting such a shape for that very reason, because God's people won't bow down and they won't humble themselves to Him. That's what we got to do. If we don't, this country's going to go by the wayside. Brother Inslee mentioned today how the nation of Israel, how that it's went away. But you know, America's is doing the very same thing. We're turning away from God. We're allowing this. We're allowing that. But we're not getting in ourselves in a place where we can kneel down and pray. If we kneel down to Him, He will help us. He'll show us what to do. And He'll show us when to do it. You know, God is there. And if you've been saved by His grace, you know He's there. And you know you've been to Him before. You've prayed to Him. Your prayers have been answered. He'll answer them. Pray for this country. Pray for those preachers that are down there in revivals and down in Franklin right now. Pray for them. God will hear it. God will answer it. And we'll be able to hear of lost souls being saved down there, which is the most important thing in this whole world that could ever happen to anyone. We need to get to a place where we can pray. As God's people, we can do that. But what about those people, those little children? You think about the parents that are bringing little children into the church house every Sunday morning. Where are they? I know that's right. That's awful hard to say. But where are they? Those children need to be in a place where they can hear God's word. We need to be praying for their parents. Yes, we need to pray for them. Don't ever forget about that. Don't ever deny praying for those little children. But we need to be praying for their parents. If we don't pray for their parents, that God would bring them into a place where they could hear the word. It doesn't necessarily have to be Fairview Memorial. We have many sister churches that speak the very same thing, the words of truth, and they can hear those words. And we need to be praying for them that they would bring them to that place. Yes, there's revivals going on. I can remember coming here when I was first saved. I can remember getting up off that altar and I looked around and this place was so full that there was barely room to stand. Where are the people? Where are they? We need to be praying for them to get them back into God's house. We need to go to them. We need to be visiting with them. We need to be going and talking to them and see why they're not coming. It may be something very small, very, very small that keeps them away. And God can show us. He says He'll give us the words to say. He tells us that in His very word. When we go to them and we talk to them and they ask us questions or they tell us what's bothering them, God will help us. He'll give us those things to say to them. That's something that in my opinion, we've neglected it so severely. It's going out and talking to those people that are not coming to church. Think about, you know, we have a lot of seats in this place. But think of how many of them are empty on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday nights. The church houses are not filled like they used to be. And it's because of us. It's because of me. I'm not doing my part. I'm not preaching to just you. I'm preaching to myself. I'm not doing my part either. But you know, the Lord gave me this, and I'm going to say it. God have mercy. But those children, when we get up on Sunday morning, before we ever get to God's house, we need to be praying for them. Lord, open their ears. Let them hear. Give them the understanding they need. that you can put conviction in their heart. Because without that conviction, there's no way they're going to get saved. They have to have that trouble down deep within. They have to know that they're lost. God will show them, just like He did with each and every one of us that are saved. He showed you that you was lost. He made it known to you in your heart and your mind. He made it known to you. We've got to get busy. There's so many children in this place. I thank God for them. You know, we heard a little baby crying back there during the service this morning. I thank God that that little baby was here, that those parents were willing to bring that child to a place where he could hear the word. You know, they hear more than you think. As we was gone down there in Florida last week, little Dawson, you would be amazed at the things that he knows, the things that he will say. You know, he can sing songs and sing them about prayer and about the Lord. And they learn so quickly. But you know, those songs that they learn, those little things that they learn, the Lord will use them just like that to let them know when they're lost, that they're lost and separated from Him. And we can pray to God to do that. You know, it's an awful thing. It's an awful thing to be under such conviction that you don't have nowhere to go, nowhere to turn, and you don't know how to get out of it. It is such an awful thing. But that's what we need to be praying for those children. Because that's the only way that they're going to be able to turn their hearts to God and call upon Him. I had no idea that I was going to say all this tonight, but I thank God that He's given it to me. The preparation in the heart of man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Preparation of your heart is of the Lord. When you bow down to pray unto God to ask Him for the salvation of your soul, the only way you've done that is because God put the conviction there. He was preparing your heart. That is the grace and the mercy of God, that He was preparing your heart that you could get into a shape that you could call upon Him. And the tongue, when it confesses. That tongue, when it confesses that the Lord has saved me. That is the most beautiful words that you could ever hear out of anyone's mouth. And you know, the Lord had prepared to prepare that heart, and He had to fix it. And He had to make it known before that person could ever speak those words. I thank God that He did that for me. I thank God that I heard the truth. And we need to be praying for our preachers. We've got preachers here tonight, and we need to be praying for them that God would liberate them and let them be able to speak God's word freely, boldly, that the whole world would be able to hear. We need to be willing, and I neglect this, and I'm going to be the first to say it. I neglect this, but there's so many places out there. So many people's got backyards. My wife mentioned our neighbor a while ago. You know, if there was something going on in our backyard, maybe somebody has on their heart just to have some people over and maybe play a guitar and sing some songs. That may be all it takes to get those people to come over. Their curiosity, or they might like to enjoy hearing the songs being sung. But you know, that's an opportunity to be able to speak to them about our Lord and what He has done for us. The Lord saved my soul. He saved my soul, and I'm so proud that He did. But you know, at the same time, our hearts ought to break, because there are so many in this world that have been deceived. Just like Brother Moore requested prayer for those over there at the Waffle House. They think that they need to come to the preacher, and the preacher's the only one that can help them be saved. There's so many people in this world are like that. Brother Buddy and I, we share a lot alike in our testimony. We were both deceived. We know what it's like. You go out there and you think that you're all right because some man raised his hand and he said, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?" There's men out there doing it every day. You turn on the TV set on Channel 25 and most of those shows, I'm going to say most of those shows on there, they'll preach down the line and how that you have to call on Jesus, but yet they say, "Repeat this prayer." There's no man in this world can tell anyone else what that they need to pray into the Lord. That needs to come from your own heart. And we need to be out there and we need to be letting it known. Think about all those people that are deceiving, how bold they are, how they go out and they go door to door and talking to people. How many of you have had people come to your door and try knock on your door wanting to talk to you about the Lord? Knowing that what they're telling is deceit. We as God's people, we need to be willing to just do that very thing. Why aren't we? Again, I'm talking to myself. I don't do all these things. I'm talking to myself. But the Lord's put this on my heart and I'm going to preach it just the way He gives it to me. We need to be out there and we need to be talking to those people. You know, we talked about the country a while ago just a little bit. That is why it's in the shape it's in. Because there's so many people out there. Well, we'll go over here. I noticed over there on Scottsville Road, over there by the Dollar General, over there across from the high school, there's a little storefront there that just one day, it just all of a sudden, it popped up, something ministries on fire or something like that. But those little places, they'll pop up just here, there, and yonder, all over the place. I don't personally know anything about that little organization there. It may be sound. I don't know. But there are so many of them out there. They pop up, they just go out, and they get a bunch of these young kids out here, over here at the mall, and they'll gather them up, and they'll get them, and they'll bring them in there, and they'll start teaching them all these things, and all of it will be heresy. And before you know it, there's another group of children that will go out, and they'll teach their children. And then it just keeps growing and growing. You think about yourself. You have children. Those of us that have had children, and then we have grandchildren, and then great-grandchildren, and think how the family grows. Think of how many people that gets spread to. But then again, think. If we think to ourselves, if we would only do what the Lord has given us to do, to go out into all the world. And let it be known. Let God's love be known through us. Brother Moore, I love the way he says it a lot of times. I want people to feel it, feel God in me, to feel God's love. And if people can't feel that in you, we need to be getting ourselves better prepared. And God is the only one that can do that. He can do that if we will go to Him. And sometimes I can bow down and I can try to pray. But it just doesn't go nowhere. All I do is just say words. But you know what? That's when we need to just continually just keep on praying. Because the Lord will put a burden on our hearts. And He'll put one there that He can use us. You know, He gets us down in the valley sometimes, down there so low. And you know, I believe in my own heart that that's where He wants us to be, because that's where He can take us and He can shape us
Just like Jeremiah seen that potter, and he took that clay and he would shape it and mold it the way he wanted. God will do that with us if we will go to him and pray to him, and we will ask him to. But then when we ask, we need to be willing. We need to be willing, because God will give us things to do if we ask. And then sometimes we wonder why we'll come into church. We'll come in, it just seems like, well, it just seems so cold in there today. Well, did the Lord give you something to do? You just kind of pushed him aside because nobody else was? This is nowhere where I thought I was going to be going tonight. I thank God for what he done for me. He gave me a wife that knew the Lord. You see, as that song says, he knew me. God knew me just as he knew each and every one of you. He knew you before you were ever born, and he knew that he wanted each and every one of you to come to him, and he knew what he would have to do. And he put burdens on your heart, the burden that you needed to break you down to that very point where you could call upon him. I thank God that he did that to me. You see, it took my back surgery. But you know, God, I believe with all my heart that he was the one that orchestrated that. That I would have to have that surgery to where I would be there at home, and I would be more than glad to get out, to go anywhere. I brought my wife to church, and I started hearing the word. I believe with all my heart that God orchestrated that. And he brought me to a place where I could hear his word. And he brought me to a place where I knew, where I could hear how that you had to have God to let you know within your heart that you'd been saved. So many people out there today, they don't know that. As I look around, I've heard testimonies from, I'm thinking everyone in this place tonight, I've heard a testimony of salvation, and I thank God for that. Do our neighbors, have they heard a testimony that you have? You know, that is the very strongest thing that we could ever do, is tell what God has done for us. God saved my soul. God saved my soul. I didn't deserve it. And you know, there's no one in this world that ever has. We don't deserve it. It's God's mercy and his grace. And we need to be up on the rooftop shouting it to let people know. We need to be singing praises to him, that the whole world could hear, that the people going down Fairview Avenue, that they would be able to hear us singing, that they would be able to hear us shouting out the praises to God. If they don't hear it, who's going to tell them? That man down the street that tells them all they have to do is pray this prayer after me, that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. Because they are so bold, they do go to those people's doors and knock on them. They do stand on the street corners and talk to people. I don't do it. And I am ashamed. I believe the Lord's done with me, and I'm going to shut up. But I do want to say, the
Preparation of the heart has to come from the Lord. It can't be manufactured by any one of us just because we think that something needs to be done. But we need to pray about it. We need to ask the Lord to give us something to do. And as every child of God knows, He'll speak to you in that still, small voice. And you know, I heard something said, and I'll close with this. I heard something said the other night that struck me pretty hard. Somebody said, it seems like a Baptist, they won't hardly do anything until they're about to have a heart attack. Because when they stand up, they say they had to because it felt like their heart was jumping out of their chest. We don't need to wait that long. Just the very moment that God gives you something to do, that's the moment He intends for it to be done.